The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
It's morning on the savannah. A bit of advice. Never read a pop-up book about giraffes. An army of sheep led by a lion can defeat an army of lions led by a sheep. I finally got around to reading the dictionary. Turns out the zebra did it. It's Fresh Start Wednesday with your travel guide, Michael Bortnick.
She's coming in 12:30 flights as moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man on the way, hoping to find some long forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if
All right. Hey, good morning, and welcome once again to Fresh Start Wednesday, right here on Fresh FM, your community access radio station. And I'm your host, Michael Bortnick. But today I'm a cheeky monkey. I'm your safari guide. I'm your lion tamer. We'll be discussing the elephant in the room and shedding crocodile tears because it's a jungle out there. And the theme for today, of course, is Africa. We opened up with a nice cover of Toto's Africa, performed by an Australian group called the Hindley Street Country Club. Okay, and with me in the studio is the Stanley to my Livingston, the Jane to my Tarzan, the gorilla my dreams. It's Grace. Hey, honey. Hi.
Good day.
Okay, thanks for coming in and helping out today with the show.
Yep.
Well, you know the story here. It's all about Africa today, and the reason is because we're going to Africa.
We are going to Africa in about a week.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I have to thank you for making all the plans. I didn't find out even that we were going until about a week ago, but I did notice a dip in the checking account, so... Anyway, so you don't have to tell everybody where we're all going, but there's going to be quite a few safaris and some Victoria Falls. Is it a helicopter or something you told me? Oh, gee, I'm a little afraid of that, but okay. And others, and we're going to, okay. So
much more.
Anyway, yes. We'll talk about that possibly as we go around through the show. But again, thank you for all the hard work part of it. You know, how can we reward you? You'll think of something. All right. So, listen, we're going to go. We're going over there, and they're going to see a lot of animals. And do you have a favorite animal that you're kind of looking to?
Probably the elephant.
Really?
Because I've had an elephant encounter in India. I know they're different in Africa, but yes, I think they're very smart and sensitive and just amazing. Amazing animals to stand next to, and
well, okay. So you're going to be seeing elephants for sure.
We'll see herds.
You're not going to be standing next to them. I wouldn't recommend that.
But I wouldn't. No, these were in captivity.
Yeah, I like the wild ones better. You know, anyway. But either way, so we're looking for. You'll see an elephant. You know, so and you'll be taking a lot of photographs. I'm sure, right?
Yes, I sure hope.
Well, okay. Now there is. We're going to get into the music here. We've got a lot of stuff here. There's a song called "This Time for Africa." This Time for Africa. It's a song by Colombian singer Shakira.
Ah,
and it features the South African band called Freshly Ground.
Oh, cool.
It was released in 2010 as the official song of the FIFA World Cup. That's soccer, football.
Okay.
And that was held in South Africa. And the lyrics encourage one to aim for their goals like a soldier on a battlefield. The song was actually negatively received by South African people. They felt Shakira was not the right person to represent the country's first World Cup. They said an African artist should have been assigned the role.
Fair enough.
Not a bad point. It's good. But anyway, it's still a good song. So here's Shakira. It's Time for Africa.
Up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fold it up, oh, oh, and if you fold it up, eh, eh, tamina, mina, sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. This time for Africa. Listen to your guide, this is our motto. Your time to shine, don't wait in line. Vamos por todo. People are raising their expectations. Go on and feed them, this is your moment, no hesitation. Africa. Samina mina, eh eh, waka waka, eh eh. Samina mina, saka lewa, anawa ah ah. Samina mina, eh eh, waka waka, eh eh. Samina mina, saka lewa. This time for Africa.
I'm well on my journey, biggie biggie mama, one A to Z. My teeth are still on my journey, biggie biggie mama, from east to west. My teeth waka waka, my eh eh, waka waka, my eh eh.
Fresh FM.
There is no greater power than to rule over the land. We both have it inside us. It's here where we stand. My friend, you know it's true. Look close and you will find. Ruling every animal is destiny for our kind. So if we join together, we will never fall. Lions must rule forever. Lions over all. Lions over all. No animal is more grand. Lions over all. It's why we rule the land. We crush any resistance, so enemies keep their distance. Lions, lions over all.
If we do what you suggest, we'd be evil and cruel. Using force and threat, that is no way to rule.
But if we join together, we will never fall. Yes, lions must rule forever. Lions over all. Lions over all. No animal is more
grand. Stay noble and grand.
Lions over all. It's why we rule the land.
We must protect
the
land.
We crush any resistance.
Fresh FM.
Monkey walk up to.
I don't.
monkey wear shoes too.
I don't know what to say, the monkey won't do.
When I turn around, monkey turn around too.
That was Lord Flea. Lord Flea. Don't know what to say. The monkey won't do. And I'm Michael Bortnick. And, you know, a friend of mine was on a safari in Africa, and he saw two male lions having sex with each other in the open. And I thought to myself, have they no pride? All right, yeah. Okay, tell me some things about lions, if you don't mind.
Oh,
thank you.
Certainly. Okay. Well, the African lion is actually the most social of all big cats on the planet. The pride can include up to 30 animals, but typically are made up of 10 to 15, with 5 or 6 females, their cubs, both male and female, and 2 males who breed with the females in the group. In the wild, the average lifespan for a lion is between 10 and 14 years, but they can live up to 20 and 25 years in captivity. The majority of the hunting in a group of lions is handled by the females. The eyes of the lion are 6 times more sensitive to light than the eyes of a human. This means their night vision is far better than that of some of their prey. The average lion will spend 16 to 20 hours a day just resting or sleeping, and they're more active at night when it's cooler. So here are the tokens with The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui.
Zealand On Air, supporting Fresh FM.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and I had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Oh, whoopie doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you too. You'll see it's true. A monkey like me can learn to be human too. Now don't try to kid me, man cub, I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub, come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Okay, that was someone called Dimmy Cat. Dimmy Cat. It was called I Want to Be Like You, is the monkey song from Walt Disney's 1967 film called The Jungle Book. All right, let's get political for a minute. Grace, can you explain possibly apartheid for the listener?
I will do my best.
Okay, do your best on that one.
Apartheid was a system of institutionalized racial oppression that existed in South Africa from 1948 until the early 1990s. This system denied non-white South Africans basic human rights, such as the right to vote, which ensured that South Africa was dominated politically, socially, and economically by the nation's minority white population. According to this system of social stratification, white citizens had the highest status, followed by Indians and the coloreds, which I think are a mix of blacks and others, and then finally, lastly, black Africans. Apartheid sparked significant international and domestic opposition, resulting in some of the most influential global social movements of the 20th century. Anti-apartheid leader Nelson Mandela was a controversial figure for much of his life, and although critics on the right denounced him as a communist terrorist, he gained international acclaim for his activism. He was arrested a lot and finally was imprisoned for 27 years, and on his release, he was elected president of South Africa. Globally regarded as an icon of democracy and social justice, he received more than 250 honors, including the Nobel Peace Prize. He's held in deep respect within South Africa, where he's often referred to as the father of the nation. And I actually looked up the word apartheid, and it means separateness, like apart, of course, means separate, and then hide means hood. So you're in a separate hood, and many other things.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay, well, Free Nelson Mandela was a protest song against the imprisonment of Nelson Mandela, and here's the Specials with that song.
Free Nelson Mandela. Free.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka Māori. Fresh FM, tauke!
Fresh FM is supported by Irirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air.
So we got married in Venice in June, so what? We circled the earth in a hot air balloon. Our lives is one long honeymoon. Well, that doesn't mean we're in love. If you really loved me, you'd buy me a beautiful pearl. But you've already bought me all of the pearls in the world. So there's one thing I crave when my days become ho-hum and blah. I want a zebra. We've got so many tchotchkes, we've practically emptied the loo. In most of our palaces, there's hardly room to maneuver. I shan't go to Bali today. I must stay home and hoover up the gold dust. That doesn't mean we're in love. If you really loved me, you'd buy me the Great Pyramid. Oh, I'm so forgetful. You already did. But there's one thing I need, if you won't think I'm greedy, my dear. A another zebra. Zelda looks lonely. I want a zebra.
Okay, you know, that was a song called The Magnetic Fields, and I guess this, when you have everything, you need two zebras.
Oh, I okay, got it.
Yeah, it was just a silly song, one of the many silly songs we play here.
Yeah.
So anyway, why do I'm going to say zebras, that's what they say here.
Yes.
Why do zebras have stripes? Well, scientists aren't entirely sure. The stripes perhaps serve to dazzle and confuse predators and biting insects, or to control the animal's body heat. And because each individual's stripes are unique, they may also have a social purpose, helping zebras to recognize one another. As elegant and peaceful as they are, don't be fooled, zebras can be aggressive animals too. Stallions fight for females with piercing bites and powerful kicks that are strong enough to cause serious damage, and sometimes even kill. Their fierce fighting skills and strong social bonds help to protect zebras from predators, lions, leopards, hyenas, and cheetahs. When under threat, these awesome animals form a semicircle facing the attacker and prepare to strike if need be. And if one of the group is wounded or injured, the other zebras will circle around and attempt to drive off the hungry attacker. Okay, I'm Michael Bortnick. I just read in the news that tons of Americans are sending their old clothes to poor people in Africa. Well, doesn't seem like a good idea to me. It seems like a waste of time because, in my opinion, I've never seen an African with a 52-inch waist. Yeah, okay. Right? Why would you send your clothes to... Anyway. Okay. Where am I going? Okay, They Might Be Giants have been noted for their uniquely experimental and absurdist style of alternative music, typically using surreal, humorous lyrics and unconventional instruments in their songs. So here's one called My Brother the Ape.
Well, I got the invitation that you sent to everyone. Exactly my idea of fun. You replied that everyone but me said they were going to come, which is how you talked me into going to the reunion. When you said everyone, you really meant it. My brother the ape. My brother the ape. I received the photos you sent, and I don't regret that I went. Or the sight of everybody stiffly posing under one tent. But I don't feel I belong, and I keep wanting to escape. And I fail to see the likeness between me and my brother the ape. They all kept saying how much we look alike. Cousin the shrimp, or my distant kin the lichens, or the snowy egret, or the moss, and I find it hard to recognize some relatives of ours, like the roachifer, the sycamore, iguanas, and sea stars. My brother the ape, my brother the ape. All the same. So this time next year, we'll meet at my place. My brother the Egg. My brother the Egg.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for supporting Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station.
Chimpy to the monk. Babba dabba 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 dabba, said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in the honky tonky way. Abba dabba 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 means monk, I love but you. Babba dabba dab and monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba means monk, I love but you. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba and monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon. Well, every monkey needs a gentle wife for peeling his bananas with a pocket knife, to have a bottle spending all his abba-dabba money. Everybody's gotta have an abba-dabba honey. Now let's go soon on an abba-dabba. Fresh.
Never smile at a crocodile. No, you can't get friendly with the crocodile.
Don't be taken in by his welcome grin.
He's imagining how well you'd fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never tip your hat and stop to talk a while.
Never run, walk away, say good night, not good day. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile.
For instance, if you meet a sad crocodile who looks sad and lonely and mild,
he's just hungry, that you can bet. It's the time to forget etiquette.
Be careful.
Never smile at a crocodile. No, you can't get friendly with a crocodile.
Don't be taken in by his welcome grin.
He's imagining how well you'd fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never tip your hat and stop to talk a while.
Don't be rude, never mock. Throw a kiss, not a rock. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile.
All right, that was the Paulette Sisters from Disney's Peter Pan. Crocodiles are reptiles that have the strongest bite of any animal in the world. The muscles that open crocodiles' jaws, however, are not so powerful. Reasonably strong people could hold a crocodile's jaw closed with just their bare hands.
We'll try that.
Mm-hmm. We will be seeing those on our Sunset River cruise on the Zambezi. Crocodiles can survive for a long time without food, a few months, and in extreme cases, they can go up to 3 years without food.
Wow.
Yep, they save energy by moving slow and at times by being completely motionless. Crocodile tears are false, insincere displays of emotion. The phrase derives from an ancient belief that crocodiles shed tears while consuming their prey. While crocodiles do have tear ducts, they weep to lubricate their eyes, typically when they have been out of water for a long time and their eyes begin to dry out. However, evidence suggests this could also be triggered by feeding. There's something called Bogorod's syndrome, a condition which causes sufferers to shed tears while consuming food and has been labeled crocodile tears syndrome in reference to the legend.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yep.
Anyway, okay, thanks, hon. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about the top of the hour, and that means it's time to talk to Bob, usually Dylan. He's got a track from his album Desire from 1975, and it's called Mozambique, which is a country in southeastern Africa. And after more than 10 years of fighting, it won independence from Portugal in 1975. The victorious People's Republic of Mozambique were communists. Now, the song caused a bit of unintended controversy. Despite the lyrics holding almost nothing to validate the notion, many people took the song as a statement of support for the communist rebels. One line in the song says, "People living free." But everything else about the song is simply an idyllic vision of life on the beach with couples dancing cheek to cheek and magic in a magic land. And the funny thing is, Mozambique was chosen as the location for the song simply because Dylan wanted to see how many rhymes he could come up with that end in eek. So anyway.
He did well.
Well, count them if you like. Okay. Here's Bob with Mozambique.
Mm.
Some time in Mozambique, the sunny sky is aqua blue, and all the couples dancing cheek to cheek. It's very nice to stay a week or two and maybe fall in love, just me and you.
Listen online anytime. FreshFM.net.
Each morning a missionary advertises with neon sign. He tells the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree. That civilization is a thing for me to see.
So bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear.
That no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed.
Magazine? What happens?
I see how people who are civilized bung you with automobiles.
You know you can get hurt that way, Daniel?
At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see.
What do they see, Donnie?
Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me.
So, bongo, 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 he don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, he's so happy in the jungle, he refused to go.
Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train.
The Tringalingo Hula Humble Express.
And though it's smoky and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain.
Aloka toho sahi mahena.
When they've got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground.
What do they do, Donnie?
They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round.
So, bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go.
Don't want no jailhouse,
shotgun,
fish hooks,
golf club,
I got my spears.
So, no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They have things like the autumn bomb.
So I think I'll stay where I am.
Civilization, I'll stay right here.
Fresh FM, radio by, for, and about the top of the South.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta. It was a buffalo soldier in the heart of America, stolen from Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival, fighting for survival. From
All right, that was our third Bob Marley song about this, during the show today, and that was Bob Marley and the Wailers with a song that means a whole lot to Grace and me.
Oh, yes.
Can you see
special.
It? Can you see
oh,
it?
Yeah,
that
my
was,
gosh.
That was in Jamaica.
Jamaica, man.
I will say
twice.
that was probably one of the best days of my life, that particular day.
Oh,
and
I
you know what I mean.
It was okay. Wink, wink.
Okay, Buffalo Soldier. During the American Civil War, the term Buffalo Soldier was given to black troops by Native Americans. The name was embraced by the troops, who were well acquainted with the Buffalo's fierce bravery and fighting spirit. The Buffalo Soldier's duties were settling railroad disputes, building telegraph lines, repairing and building forts, and otherwise helping settlers colonize lands taken from Native Americans. They were also tasked with protecting the colonizing settlers from Native Americans. The Apache used the same term. The Apache called them by that term because they had curly, kinky hair like a bison. The term Buffalo Soldiers soon became a generic term for all black soldiers. Well, Grace, we should probably talk about the elephant in the room. So why don't you tell us what you can about your favorite animal,
right.
The elephant.
Elephants have a slow pulse of 27 per minute, I guess, as opposed to a canary, which has a pulse of 1,000. Put it in perspective. The elephant is the only mammal that cannot jump. An elephant's tooth can weigh as much as 3 kilograms.
Ooh.
An elephant in the wild can eat anywhere from 100 to 1,000 pounds of vegetation in a 16-hour period. Elephant's gestation period is 22 months, and if that's not tough enough, in Texas, an elephant cannot get an abortion after 24 weeks.
Yeah, it's tough for that. I know. Isn't that terrible?
And at the beginning of the 20th century, there were a few million African elephants. Today, elephants are now considered endangered, as there are only about 450,000, maybe 700,000 African elephants left. Typically, the largest adults with the biggest tusks are poached, putting the matriarchs of elephant herds at the greatest risk. And there's an artist called Kandaya Kamaleswaran, better known by his stage name Kamal. He is Malaysian-born Australian singer and recording artist, and he's famous for a number called The Elephant Song.
Tell me, said the elephant, tell me, brothers, if you can, why all the world is full of creatures, yet we go in fear of man. Tell me, said the elephant, tell me why this has to be. We have to run from man the hunter, never save and never free. People kill without regret, although they fly by jumbo jet. Let the word of man remember, let the children not forget. Fly by jump. elephant. If we want the world we know to stay alive, then man and beast, we must work together, and together we will survive. Listen, said the elephant, it is conservation time, so take the warning when we trumpet for the future of mankind.
Are you a friend of Fresh? Join today and help support your community access radio station. Details on freshfm.net.
Joseph's face was black as night. The pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked his days under Africa's skies. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. After the dream of falling and calling your name out, these are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. Said, take this child, Lord, from Tucson, Arizona. Give her the wings to fly through harmony, and she won't bother you no more. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. After the dream of falling and calling your name out, these are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. Da boom ba boom ba boom ba boom. Da boom ba boom ba boom ba boom ba boom ba. As black as the night, and the pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked the length of his days under African skies.
Fresh FM.
Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games. We've got everything you want. Honey, we know the names. We are the people that can find whatever you may need. If you've got no money, honey, we've got your disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring it to your knees. Welcome to the jungle. We take it day by day. If you want it, you're gonna bleed, but it's the price you pay. And you're a very sexy girl, very hard to please. You can taste the bright lights, but you won't get it for free in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. I wanna watch you leave. Welcome to the jungle. It gets worse every day. You learn to live like an animal in the jungle where we play. And you gotta hunger for what you see. You take it eventually. You can have anything you want, but you better not take it from me in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. I wanna hear you scream. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. I wanna watch you.
Well, what do you think about that?
I prefer Guns N' Roses.
Oh, say that again. What now?
I prefer Guns N' Roses.
Well, okay.
I must say, it just doesn't sound the same.
Well, okay.
It doesn't have the same effect.
Okay, well, anyway, that was Daniela.
All right.
Andrade? Anyway, it was a cover.
Yes, obviously.
All right. Anyway, hey, listen, I've had some really great news. You're going to like this because we're going to be saving $3 a month from now on, because the kid I was sponsoring in Africa just got eaten by a lion.
That's terrible.
You think?
That's terrible.
Okay, I don't know. I thought that was okay. All right. Well, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash have a song called Marrakesh Express.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up there in northern Africa, Morocco. I know somebody spent some time throwing up in a fancy Riyadh in Marrakesh.
No comments.
Yeah, anyway. So anyway, Nash recalled his inspiration for the song occurring during a Moroccan vacation he took in 1966, where he traveled by train from Casablanca to Marrakesh. He began the journey in first class, surrounded by people he found to be uninteresting, as he described it. He said they were all ladies with blue hair. So he left his seat to explore the other train carriages and was fascinated by what he saw. And the song mentions ducks and pigs and chickens, which he saw on the train. He recalled the ride. He commented, "This is literally the song as it is. This is what happened to me." So let's listen to Marrakesh Express.
Thank you. darkened sky. There's ducks and pigs and chickens crawl. Animal carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen up to what's been said to you.
Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train.
I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair. Take the train to Casablanca going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Gold clocks hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Stripe your leathers we can wear at home.
Oh, let me hear you now. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? You know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train.
Fresh FM.
te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui.
I'm sitting on the top of Kilimanjaro. All my heart is yearning, like a candle burning in the night. Seasons keep on turning, sometimes hard to keep up the fight. I will climb the ancient mountain, I will find the last flicker of the light. I'm sitting on the top of Kilimanjaro. Oh, yeah. I can see a new tomorrow. I'm sitting on the top of Kilimanjaro. Oh, yeah. I've cast away all my sorrow. Strange, strange freedom. Only free to choose my chains. So hard not to weaken. Just give up and walk away. I will climb the ancient mountain. I will find the last flicker of the light. I'm sitting on the top of Kilimanjaro. Oh, yeah. I can see a new tomorrow. I'm sitting on the top of Kilimanjaro. Oh, yeah. I cast away all my sorrow. Oh, turn me up. I'm sitting on the top of Kilimanjaro. Oh, yeah. It thrills me right down to the marrow. Oh, turn me up. I'm sitting on the top of Kilimanjaro. I can see a new tomorrow.
That was a song called the Kilimanjaro by a guy called Johnny Clegg, who was a South African musician, singer, songwriter, dancer, anthropologist, and anti-apartheid activist. Google the guy. He was pretty, pretty, pretty special.
Really?
Yeah, Johnny Clegg, CLEGG.
All right.
Now, Mount Kilimanjaro is a dormant volcano in Tanzania. It's the highest mountain in Africa. It's part of a Kilimanjaro National Park and is a major hiking and climbing destination. In 2014, a new world record for the highest ever cricket match was set when a group of international cricketers played on a flat crater on the mountain at an elevation of 18,800 feet.
Wow.
Ooh, oh, there you go. That's a record.
Tough
to breathe. Now, the oldest person to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, still alive, by the way, is Anne Lorimore. She's 80. At the time, she was 89 years and 37 days.
Wow.
And she reached the peak in 2019. Ooh. Still around. Google her, by the way. Anne Lorimore. She completed the journey unassisted with no oxygen or artificial aids.
Wow. Cool.
Well, that's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Until you hear about this guy called Kyle Maynard, who has no forearms or lower legs. In 2012, he crawled unassisted to the summit of Kilimanjaro.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you what, and if you think that's something, I'm reminded of my last safari in Africa. Someone forgot the corkscrew, and for several days we had nothing to live on but food and water.
Must have been horrible.
Well, honey, you know, it used to be, and I'm not sure, my favorite animal is a giraffe. So tell me what you can about a giraffe.
Well, interesting. Giraffes only need to drink once every few days. Most of their water comes from all the plants they eat. And giraffes only need 5 to 30 minutes of sleep in a 24-hour period. They often achieve that in quick naps that may last only a minute or two at a time. Giraffes spend most of their lives standing up. They even sleep and give birth standing up. A giraffe calf can stand up and walk after about an hour of being born, and within a week or so, it starts to sample vegetation. A giraffe's spots are much like human fingerprints. No two individual giraffes have exactly the same pattern, and both male and female giraffes have two distinct hair-covered horns called ossicones.
Oh, okay. Well, this is, I don't know who this is. This is a song called Giraffe.
Okay.
To a dream in the African savanna, peering through my glasses, hiding in the tall grasses. When suddenly they passed me all in a row, tall and elegant, walking rather slow. They had long spotted necks and were munching on the leaves. The giraffe. The very tallest trees. G-I-R-A-F-F-E. So I wondered what it would be like to be the tallest one, to stand among other creatures, know you're number one. They're strong enough to kill a lion, but gentle with their young. G-I-R-A-F-F-E. Stomping on their predators have very long black tongues. G-I-R-A-F-F-E. Dropped a newborn to the ground. Already he was very tall and knew his way around. As he stood up on his hooves, his mother licked him clean and gave him milk to drink in this sub-Sahara scene. Well, I walked into a dream in the African savanna, peering through my glasses, hiding in the tall grasses, when suddenly they passed me all in a row, went off in the sunset, walking rather slow.
New Zealand On Air, supporting Fresh FM.
He sees nothing, said nothing, hears nothing. Take care of business, different from you and me. He don't punch a clock, never throws a block. He got it made, swinging from a tree. No, he's not 6 feet tall. He never go out to ball. He got no bills to pay. All he do is sleep all day. He sees nothing, sees nothing, hear nothing. He got it picked if he want a wife. 3 squares a day, rain or shine. He got it made for the rest of his life. He's not 6 feet tall. He never go out to ball. He's got no bills to pay. All he do is sleep all day. He see nothing, sees nothing, hear nothing. Take care of business different from you and me. He don't punch a clock, never throws a block. He got it made, swinging from a tree.
Some kind of ecstasy's got a hold on me. I had another dream about lions at the door, but they weren't half as frightening as they were before. And now I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy's got a hold on me. Windows, trees, waves coming through. You'll be in me and I'll be in you, together in eternity. You know this ecstasy's got a hold on me. Up among the firs where it smells so sweet, or down in the valley where the river used to be, I got my mind. This ecstasy's got a hold on me. And I'm wondering where the lions are. Yeah, I'm wondering where the lions are. Oh, I'm wondering where the lions are. Yeah, I'm wondering where the lions are. Oh, I'm wondering. Huge orange flying boat rises off a lake. Petroglyphs doing a double take, pointing a finger at eternity. And I'm sitting in the middle of this ecstasy. Young men marching, helmets shining in the sun, polished and precise like the brain behind the gun should be. They've got me thinking about eternity in this ecstasy's got a hold on me.
surface of the bay. One of these days we're gonna sail away. We're gonna sail into eternity, and this ecstasy's got a hold on me. And I'm wondering where the lions are. Yeah, I'm wondering where the lions are. Eternity. You know this ecstasy's got a hold.
Okay. Let me see. Where am I here? Who was that? That was Terry Landis covering Bruce Cockburn's Wondering Where the Lions Are. Well, you know, I know you told me we're going to Cape Town on this trip.
4 days in
okay.
that area.
Now, I didn't know anything, but I checked it all out. I guess in the past few years, Cape Town was often voted as one of the most beautiful cities in the world to visit. So that's
great.
Exciting.
Great.
You know, you probably know about the beaches and Table Mountain and Robben Island and the beautiful sunsets and sunrises.
I do.
But I think you're going to tell us a little bit more about Cape Town.
All right. Let's see. It is estimated that every month at least two couples get engaged on top of Table Mountain. Cape Town is one of the youngest regions in the world. During the last national census, it turned out that almost half the population of the Western Cape is younger than 25 years old.
It's kind of scary for me. Yeah. I'm going to be the oldest guy in town. okay.
Cape Town hosts the largest LGBTI party of South Africa. Every year in December, one of the biggest dressed up parties takes place in Cape Town, the Mother City Queer Project. The world's first heart transplant took place in Cape Town. In 1967, the South African doctor, Christian Bernard, performed the world's first heart transplant in the city of Cape Town. Less known is the fact that the patient unfortunately died of pneumonia 18 days after the successful transplant. And here are the Rockettes with a song all about the place. Welcome to Cape Town.
When you come to Cape Town, the city by the seaside, you'll meet a lot of friends. Have lots of fun. Cape Town's number one. Sunshine, beaches, vineyards, the good times, say hello there. Under Table Mountain, big and blue, Cape Town welcomes you. Welcome to Cape Town. Let's see you smiling. Dancing shoes, Cape Town welcomes you. It's summer and it's New Year. We're so glad that you're here. So come along, old friend. Happy days again. Cape Town around the bend. Oh. Welcome to Cape Town. Enjoy the party. Shoes,
African sunrise, shine on a brand new day. African sunrise, shine on a brand new way. Give us a beautiful morning, show us forever beginning to stand on our own. African sunrise, smile on my African home. In this hour of quiet contemplation, the stillness of the dawning calms my mind. I face the day with heartfelt exaltation. The light is both a promise and a sign. In the darkness, we have lost the sun of our sister, though the beauty of his spirit lingers still. This was a child of love, a child of laughter. Who cannot understand the way that I feel? Is it not the sun that gives the season? Is it not the sun that brings the rain? Our throats are choked with dust, but we're still singing. Our song will not be silenced by the pain. All around the village, I can hear the roosters crowing. There was a time, it was like music to my ears. Now all I can hear is the sound of hungry babies crying. I pray for rain to wash away their tears. African sunrise, light of a brand new day. African sunrise, light of a brand new way. With one who will be our brother, and one who will be our partner, and teach us to know. African sunrise, smile on my African home. African sunrise, smile on my African home. African sunrise.
Jumped up this morning and sat on the side of the bed. He said, I'm leaving you, baby. And this is just what I said. I said, I can't make you stay if you wanna go. But it's high time, baby, that you should know. One monkey don't stop no show. Morning, I got me a man at four. Some women cry when their men bleed them dry, long and slow. But I found out something a long time ago. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. So if he gets too big for his pants, you better spring that new one and give him a chance. I used to be chicken hearted, cry when he'd walk out the door. cause I was just young and stupid. Ain't like that no more. Cause I had a hard way to go, but I learned the score. And I'm here to tell you, and I should know. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. Let him do anything he chooses. There's a million men who can fill his shoes. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. You can tell him I told you so.
All right, that was a Bette Midler, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show.
That was funny.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what? The time stops this show, and we're running out of it. So, Grace, thank you so much. And thank you again for arranging this whole trip.
You're welcome, honey. And, hope it lives up to all our expectations.
I hope so. I'm sure it will. And I just hope we get back safe and sound. We'll be back in about 5 weeks, so... Anyway, we want to leave you with some quotes of African wisdom. So I'm just going to give you some of these. They're coming from tribes and stuff like that. Never underestimate the power of stupid people in large numbers. Right? True?
Very true.
If you think you have someone eating out of your hands, it's a good idea to count your fingers.
Yeah.
If you think you're too small to make a difference, you haven't spent the night with a mosquito. And finally, he who thinks he's leading and has no one following him is only taking a walk. All right?
Yep.
That'll make sense.
All right.
And there's a million of them if you want to, again, Google those. Well, you know, they say that all of us came out of Africa, and we the original human, I guess, was somewhere in Africa.
Correct.
And we got all scattered all over the planet. And so, appropriately, we have our last song is, again, from Johnny Clegg. Google him. He's a hell of a guy. And it's called Scatterings of Africa. Okay, everybody, enjoy, okay. And we'll see you, hopefully,
see down
the road.
See you in July, hopefully.
Okay.
Bye.
Johnny Clegg.
And fugitives, hooded eyes, weary brows, seek refuge in the night. They are the scatterings of Africa, each uprooted one.
Oh, mama, yeah.
They run the road to Bella Banga, beneath the copper sun.
Journey to the stars.
Oh, mama, yeah.
Bobby, no, we need.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.